Welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I am Chest, aka Chest. Whom else is with me tonight?
I'm Colb.
And I'm Ben.
That's right.
Hey. Is that the Aldi version? That's Aldi, wow. Right? Oh, yeah.
From the rim?
You can't even see any of that.
Yes, the rim of the can, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all I need, guys. That's like all I need.
So the best way I can describe this is
connoisseur.
The bevel of the can, the top part that tapers upward, is showing barely. Yep. And Ben is like, is that the Aldi version? And it's one of their like tall boy.
There it is.
Cans you get at the register.
Normally I wouldn't say this about myself, but that was pretty impressive.
That was very impressive. I was legitimately stupefied for a second there. It's their grapefruit. One of the least offending of their flavors.
Offending.
Well, their brand is not the best. It can be quite disappointing.
Ah, yes.
You know what I mean?
I do.
You go for one and you're like, I love this flavor. And you're like, not from here. But this one's pretty good.
It is true. Aldi is really a wonderful place.
Amazing place.
I don't think very much of their flavored waters there. And I'm a big flavored water guy, as you are as well.
Yep.
I'm not. Sorry.
Yeah. He's not.
I was expecting you to chime in with that, but I'm not a flavored water guy.
Yeah.
No.
Give me regular water or give me soda. Don't give me that mix of both.
Colb gave me some flavored water at his house one time.
Oh, that was so bad.
It was pretty disgusting, actually. It was like I drank cough syrup poured into regular water and then someone tried to carbonate it by adding bubbles. But like...
by adding like propane or something. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, like... propane! I sell propane and propane accessories.
You know, so we were driving back and forth Pennsylvania this past weekend. Good family trip. And on the way home, we stopped by this Oasis to get some food, if you will. Mm-hmm. And there was very few options, but there was a Hardee's. And so, boy, I forgot how good Hardee's is. Now, granted, I think you pay a little bit extra to get that. But wow, it is three steps above. Yeah, go ahead.
So when you... Thank you for taking my question. When you say you pay a little extra to get that, you mean that it's overpriced or that to get the good items, you have to pay more?
No, Hardee's is just more expensive than like McDonald's, Burger King. Like it's the tier above, like Five Guys. Like it's, Five Guys is even a higher tier for cost.
Cost is very high.
I think it's good. I don't know if that matches the taste. Hardee's, I would argue it matches. Like it's very good. Anyways, it's not even the point of the story, guys. It gets better.
Sorry.
So food was good. We walk up to where individuals get liquid from the fountain drinks, if you will. And we all have our cups. Kids are excited. I'm excited because what am I going to do? I'm going to get high C or Powerade or lemonade or something because I never drink soda. And I walk over.
Not even a strawberry.
I walk over. Oh, and I see a Fanta strawberry.
Oh, sorry. Whoa.
Guys, this is my... that is impressive, by the way.
That is impressive.
Because I didn't even drink that as at Emmaus or anything. I just probably talked about it.
You said it.
I look at it and I'm like, oh my goodness, Fanta strawberry. It's my favorite soda. Emily's like, you should have some. I was like, nah, I'm just going to have a Powerade. She's like... this is your favorite soda. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you're
that's
right.
Life, yeah. That's
and life, I filled that cup up, and guys, it was delicious. It was so that's good.
That's good. Strawberry flavored things are very interesting because I feel like that's one of those things that it doesn't taste like the fruit. Like, this is not saying it's bad, but if you love strawberries, you might not love strawberry flavored things.
Oh yeah.
There is some darn good ones, man.
Yeah. Yeah, your love for the fruits is irrelevant in the drinks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Same with peach flavored things. Ah. You could hate peaches, but you could love peach rings. Because they don't taste the same.
They don't taste the same. Nope. Circus peanuts. The orange ones?
Completely.
They don't taste like
peanuts.
Peanuts at the circus.
Huh.
That is absolutely true. Same with packing peanuts. They don't taste like regular peanuts either.
You know, I tried to pack a whole box with peanuts one time, and it was a very different experience.
Very true. You know, I don't know what flavor it is for the banana Laffy Taffy, but it's not banana.
It's not banana.
It's so good.
Definitely not banana.
I still love it.
Darn, not banana.
I still love that. It's my favorite Laffy Taffy.
I think this recent Halloween that happened, like I got to try one again. I was like, still, nope, not a banana. I don't know what that's going to be.
Yellow something.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even have to be yellow something. Like the coloring of this is yellow, but the item that it tastes like doesn't have to be yellow. It could be anything.
Well, maybe. We don't know.
Maybe there's no other thing that tastes like. Maybe it's just that's a flavor in and of itself. Banana Laffy Taffy.
You know what? Something I've done recently, it's kind of like a dieting thing and experimental thing. Is I get two different flavored. All you need, you should probably have this in your house. All you need is two different flavored Laffy Taffys and a pair of scissors. And so what you're going to do is you're going to unwrap both Laffy Taffys, cut both Laffy Taffys in half.
No.
Throw away one half of each one and then smash together the two different flavors into one Laffy Taffy multi-flavored. It's fantastic. And you ate less candy. That's the dieting part. Yeah, I knew that was your question.
Okay. There it is.
Yep, you answered my question of why we threw away the other portions.
Yep.
Well, can you share with a friend?
I was going to say, yeah.
At that point, you might. That's good. That's good. But the problem is you may make another brother stumble at that point. Or sister. And I for one, am not one to try to.
Because of the dieting.
Because the dieting. Yeah.
Because of the dieting.
Right. Yeah.
So there is verses in the Bible about that. What a way to quote.
Yeah.
It's good.
Applicable.
Applicable. To literally anybody.
Paul was talking about you, Ben, when he wrote that.
Yeah. Laffy Taffy's is exactly what he had in mind. It's good. That's good. I'm glad you hold your convictions very high. This is very good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't make any of that up. And I'm not even really exaggerating that it somewhat makes me feel better, the fact that I'm throwing away two halves of each flavor.
Well, really, you're only eating one.
Exactly.
One thing.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. Yeah. That's so good for Hardee's. And the first like full soda I've had in years.
Yeah, how was
years.
It?
It was so good because not only was it good, but I forgot how good some fountain drinks are. And so cold fountain drink, Fanta strawberry with a delicious burger and french fries. Ooh, woo! Man, it was it was really. Oh, speaking of food, I don't want Chess to hear this anyways. We were at so every year we do myself, Steve, my father-in-law, Anthony, and Fiona, every NFL week we pick teams, and at the end of the season, whoever has the most points, everybody else buys them dinner. Well, nice. last year I won and I picked Pizza Ranch for us to go to, and we drove all the way there, and for some reason, me and Anthony, we were in the back seat. It was fun because Steve and Wendy were driving. It's so fun being in the back of the car with your kids. It's such a unique thing. And we were looking at Pizza Ranch. we're almost there, and they close on the random day we were going. I was so disappointed. We went to Red Robin. It was good. I think Red Robin is just good. I don't think it's great. This year, I won again, and I picked Pizza Ranch. And guys, I've had Pizza Ranch before, but
no,
this was the best Pizza Ranch experience I have ever had. I was blown away. I had multiple moments of like, oh, this is so good. You know how you do that sometimes when you eat? Mm-hmm. I did that probably a dozen times during that meal.
Yikes.
Yeah.
All right, Ben. So was it because of your disappointment in the last year, or was this Pizza Ranch just on its game that day?
No, that's a great question, Cole. I think it could have been both, because there was some build up there. You know, so some anticipation, some excitement, and the pizza was good. The cheese sticks were good. They even had a different version of like a cheese stick that I haven't had before, like a cheesy breadstick. Not just their normal one. They also had on it pepperoni and bacon. And again, the actual pizza was good. And then the dessert, they had the blueberry one. And I put some vanilla ice cream on that. They had a cooked cookie. So I put vanilla ice cream on that too. Boys, I felt like a king. I really did.
Mm. I believe it.
We should go when we get together for our next dudes thing.
I'll go. I haven't been to Pizza Ranch since your wedding, Ben.
Really?
I could honestly not.
We don't have any around here.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I was at Pizza Ranch.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place.
Definitely in Dubuque time. That was when I was last at Pizza Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have been eating like a king as well. But it's because my mother-in-law is here taking care of us from, you know, having a child, and she cooks amazing. So that's been pretty amazing. That's my only food thing. That's it.
What's a good dish that she makes? What's something you like? Oof.
So she's just a good cook. So she'll just take whatever we've got. Like tonight, she just was like, we're going to have chicken. And she just like, I don't even know what she marinated in. She just grabbed a bunch of ingredients and like, made something
magic,
and it's
so good. Chicken marsala.
Literally, it could have been, but it was just
could have been like
Pal always is like, so what'd you use to make this, blah, blah, blah. She did make some traditional Colombian stuff. Like tonight she made, you know what plantains are? It's like it looks like a banana.
It's a larger banana.
So there's green ones. Those are not ripe. Like we eat bananas ripe. You can eat plantains not ripe or ripe. Ripe, they are sweet, like a banana, super yummy. Or if they're not ripe, you kind of toast them, and they're kind of form like a crackery, like chip sort of situation, more like on the potato side of things. Really good. Today, though, we had ripened some of
really
them.
Really good. So
really, really good. Hey. She made like a cinnamon. She had like a cinnamon sugary sauce on them and made like a sweet banana. Kind of like when you go to a restaurant, usually a Japanese restaurant, they give you like the cooked bananas or pineapples sometimes. But oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Man.
So a lot of rice, a lot of fish, a lot of chicken, a lot of great salads, a lot of great beans. She made like a bean medley the other day of a bunch of different beans. But you know how beans sometimes feel very plain? They're very good, but they can feel kind of just plain. She spiced it up with like onion. Nope. Ben has no idea what I'm talking about. Just me then. It's okay. She's just really good at cooking. So I've just been eating really. I think I've legit gained weight. I'm trying to test it out by going to BioLife. And then rather than buy a scale, I'd rather donate plasma and ask them how much I weigh every time I donate. It's just cheaper, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're giving profitable. Me.
They're giving me money.
I don't have to buy a scale, and they're giving me money. Now, why I don't own a scale at age 31, that's a whole nother conversation. But
you're 31?
Yep. Wow. I know I don't look it. I know I don't look it.
You don't look it.
Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've shaved off my beard for the first time in 3 years, probably. Yeah, they didn't even notice until just now on the cameras.
Yeah, he was wearing a mask.
I had on a clown mask. That is plausible. They would never know. Yeah, so I look like I shaved, and my wife was like, "You look like you're in college. This is ridiculous." Or like what I looked like in college, I should say. Not like in college. But I legit think if I went to a establishment that served liquid for adults, that I would get carded. Whereas I have not gotten carded in many, 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 many a year, because I have this massive beard. Yeah. Walk around with swaggering confidence of an overly exhausted father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get things done with a beard.
It's true. You just walk in, they're like, "Here, here's a beer. I didn't order a beer.
Here's an adult liquid.
Yep, adult liquid for you, sir, even though you didn't order it, on the house."
Yeah. Here, here.
I don't drink. I'm 12. It's okay. You got a beard.
That's right.
Thanks.
Yeah. All you bearded 12-year-olds that are listening, if you could confirm if that's ever happened to you. Thank you.
Yep. Although that would be admitting to, well, I guess you didn't order or consume the adult.
Right. Liquid. It's just that it was
offered.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Nothing illegal about being offered.
No
bad things.
Actually, as
no
as
exchange wrong, for money, it's good.
As wrong as that feels to say, it's true.
Yeah.
There's nothing illegal about being offered illicit substances.
Yeah.
Just say no, kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Dare.
Just say no. Dare to be a don't say no person. Do say no person.
I remember I was in elementary school. We had a DARE program, and everyone had to write like an essay on like why they weren't going to do drugs or something. And so,
is that what that's about?
Mine was. Yeah,
oh yeah, you were homeschooled.
Yeah,
yeah. I do know what it was about, but legitimately, that is funny because I definitely did not have a DARE program. It was just called my father telling me don't do drugs.
So DARE, D, I won't do drugs. A, I won't have an attitude. R, I will respect myself. E, I will educate thee. So that was what DARE stood for.
I legit didn't know that.
Oh, there was That's a song. There was an actual song we would sing.
Oh, they taught us wrong. They just went straight. We didn't know any songs. It went straight to lecture mode. They're like, this is DARE. Drug, abuse, resistance, education. That's what they instilled in us.
Yeah,
no song. It was just like, these are the words that this DARE acronym is for. Someone offers you pot, you tell me so I can take it. That's kind of what it was like.
Yeah. And that, you know, there's different ways to communicate, I guess.
Your way is, it's better, even though it's burned in my brain. I think yours is better.
Yeah. The way they do it. It sounds like Missouri. Ben had a pleasant memory that kept him from desiring to consume edibles, and Colb had one of fear.
Yeah.
That struck him and stricketh him now to the heart.
Yes.
That's right.
Striketh thine heart. Well, anyways, so there I was as a child writing an essay on why you shouldn't do drugs. And even at that ripe age of 8 or 9, in my essay, so my essay won something. So I had to read it to all the students and the parents.
Whoa.
And I specifically remember this. So clearly making people laugh has always been a goal of mine. As a kid, I wrote it, you know, and nobody can make you take drugs unless they stuff it down your throat. And and some of the parents laughed. I still remember it to this day.
you wrote an essay as an 8-year-old about someone forcing you to do drugs.
Yes.
And read it for a school assembly.
I sure did. I mean, there was more to it. I'm sure I had a good intro and closing.
That was it.
Yeah.
Good.
That is so funny. You're one step closer to your goal. You made two more people laugh.
Ah, man. Thanks, guys.
It's good. Yeah. It's good. We'll never do it again, but I've had a good time. Good time. Impressive.
Huh. Well, and that'll wrap it up for tonight here, folks.
Don't do drugs. Diet by cutting your Laffy Taffy in half. And I'm going to have a fun. I have to write. So I need to start doing this. I need to start taking notes on my phone. For like sound, they're not sound bites because it's in written form, but like a sound bite for like the what I write at the beginning of the episode, like for the description, because we have these moments and this is phenomenal. If I can remember when I'm putting the episode on the air to write that we talked about dieting, drugs, and dare, like boom, there's, like that's great.
That's really
if
funny,
I remember,
yeah,
to do it. So I need to write these things down because most of the time I forget, and then I'm like, just make up something generic and dumb and call it a day. Sunday night at 11:55 before it releases at 5 a.m. on Monday.
I was going to say, are we not paying you enough to do a decent job?
No, no, you are. I just am lazy. You can't fix character.
I know that.
No. You can pay more. Yeah. Again, what you going to choose? You're going to choose for me to have a pleasant memory, paying me more money, or are you going to use fear to stricketh mine heart?
I won't do drugs. A won't have an attitude. I will respect myself.
I will eat all the drugs that they forced down my throat. This is also when you started beatboxing.
Yeah. It's funny.
The Dare Symposium, Ben learned how to beatbox. That was the birth of his beatboxing. My goodness, so many sound bites for the birth of Ben's beatboxing. Look at that. That's just a great sentence to put at the beginning of our, like, to get someone to listen to this. As if we have to convince people. There's so many lines are forming to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, they are.
Because that's how it works.
People are waiting at the door trying to listen. The lines wrapped around the building to listen to our podcast.
Folks, there is a queue forming. You better hurry up. Spots are going fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's some people in the parking lot since 6 in the morning waiting to hear this new podcast.
Oh, man. So funny. We are so funny. I'm glad we do this for all four of the people that listen. Us three and one of our moms. So.
It's not mine.
It's not Debbie.
I'm not going to reveal my mom's name.
So it must be Pam.
Dang it. Oh, too funny, too funny. Well, speaking of soccer. Is that a good one? How good was that for a transition? Oh, soccer moms. There you go. Speaking of soccer moms, cut off the moms. Speaking of soccer. We watched Blue Lock tonight. There you go. See, that was half of a transition. I took two things, cut it in half.
I didn't quite hear that can slam on that third one. Can you do it again?
Is this thing on?
Dude, we haven't recorded in a long time, everybody.
Yeah. It's okay. These are our best episodes.
Yeah. These are the more memorable ones for sure.
Yep. For us. I don't know about anybody else, but
yeah.
Maybe for, what's his code name?
Schmustin.
Schmustin.
Schmustin will love this episode.
Yep. Schmustin. He has gotten more shout outs than anybody on our podcast, I'd say.
Yeah, more like shout outs.
Pam's pretty close.
Yeah, she's gotten a few.
Pam. Pam, Pam, Pam. Pam, Pam.
Nice.
Too funny.
Very good. Good reference.
It's from The Office.
It is.
Pam. Pam. She's the redhead, right?
She's the redhead.
She's the redhead that marries Creed.
Yes. She manages Creed Thoughts, actually, full time. Yep. I saw Asian Jim in a legitimate commercial the other day. Like, he was actually doing a commercial. It wasn't a parody. like what they did for the Imagination movie, which was hilarious. If, right? That's the movie, If.
Yes.
Jim's movie, he has Asian Jim pop in to just co-star in the If commercial with Ryan Reynolds, which is
That was really funny.
That was hilarious. But I actually saw the actor who plays Asian Jim in a legitimate commercial, and I was like, Asian Jim! And it was great. And my wife was like, what are you talking about? And I was like,
oh.
Sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
Very sad.
It's okay.
Whew.
It's okay. I didn't hold it against you too long. I'm not crying. You're crying. You just lean away to sniff.
Yeah.
The air.
It's just easier than muting my mic, you know?
Spikes in the audio.
That's okay. I'm just making work for myself.
Yes, you are.
But you know I'm not going to edit any of this out. So, when have I ever?
So, who won these two episodes for you guys?
Oh, like as a character? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so glad I have only seen these two episodes, because I feel like I can give a better answer than if I had somehow watched more.
Yeah.
Because that would affect my judgment, really. Right. I think.
Like, you just went and watched the rest of the season.
Like, who would do that?
Yeah. That's... Like, come on, wait for us.
Who does that?
Yeah, so since I didn't do that, that's a good question. Could we start with who I think did not win?
Sure.
Because Beast Boy, aka one of my characters at the beginning that I really liked, did
Batra.
Not win. Batra did not win the episode for me. I was not loving... I understood what was going on, the character development, but he didn't win it for me. Yeah, I don't know. Just more interesting characters for me at this point, I think. So that happened. I am not a fan of Freak Out Boy. What's his name? The guy that moves like he's way strong and
oh yeah,
he moves like slime.
I don't think anybody knows his name.
The strong guy,
Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah, Jimmy. Not a big fan of Jimmy. Honestly, the King is a strong contender for me. Although I wasn't as big of a fan of the Lion graphic, but that's okay. I was happy to see
you him. Weren't? I thought it was cool.
Well, I mean, I've only seen these episodes, so maybe there's more to it than I...
No, I'm just saying it looked cool. I thought it was fine.
I'm just kidding. No, I didn't dislike it. I'm just kind of verbally processing out in my head.
While you think some more, I think I agree. I don't think Bachira won anything for me.
No.
His character has done a nice little bell curve where I didn't like him in the beginning.
Yeah.
Then I did like him because he was the only team player in this whole Blue Lock thing.
Yep.
And now that he was gone and with the other team and he's evolving, he's gone back down.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
So I
that
don't...
is a great description.
Thank you.
It's a good analysis.
Yes. So I don't like him right now.
Hmm.
Maybe it'll turn into like one of those electrical waves where it just kind of keeps going up and down. But right now it's just the bell curve up or down, up, down. That's it.
Could be a heart monitor spiking up. No.
Sure. Wow. But that's too quick of a spike to come right back down. It was gradual throughout the episodes.
Like a frequency wave.
Yeah. There you go. Frequency wave.
Frequency wave. Frequency wave.
We did have a moment. I'm just still perusing like through moments for me of characters standing out. I did really love, as always, anything Nagi did. So there's that. I did enjoy seeing Rin kick it into high gear and having to make a save. I actually enjoyed seeing that. He reacted to something.
Oh, sure.
Like that reaction from him. I was like, okay, I'm here for that. I don't know if I care exactly how we got there. Let's put it this way. I've never been a major fan of our main character. Like, I'm not a diehard fan that's been opposing what you guys have been saying, that you've disliked him in a lot of ways. He didn't win it for me in these episodes, for sure. He wasn't my win. And it's I don't know how I feel, because in his, like, he, it is one of those characters where he has to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger to keep winning. You know what I mean? Like, and Rin is so good that I'm just like, how is this possible that they win? I want to know that. I want to know, how is it truly possible that they're going to win on their own? Because it feels like they should lose. It just feels to me like they should lose. So I don't know if I'm going to believe it if they win, besides that it was the plot point that needed to happen. Does that make sense? Like, it just doesn't feel like they're strong enough to win, to be honest.
Well, I have some thoughts there. But before,
what do you think?
If I can give my quick answer.
Ben, it sounded like you had a solid answer.
Yeah, I don't have an answer, so you should tell your solid answer.
Oh, yeah. My clear winner in these episodes, and for the characters that are currently in the show, my favorite character is the king.
Okay.
So, yeah. My favorite character in the show is not currently in it, but the king has been much more. I think it was the last two episodes, I believe we all started saying similar thoughts, which is like, you know, he's kind of growing on us. Mm-hmm. And when he took that ball and he scored, ooh, and the lion, I loved it all. I was all like, right, let's go. It pumped me up. And I think the reason, I don't like the reason why I got here. The reason why I got here is because I don't care about any teams anymore. I'm just cheering for like individuals and moments, which I don't like that show has put us here. But since we're here, that moment was amazing, because I don't care that he took the ball from Isagi, because who cares? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And so he definitely won the episodes for me. And for the characters we currently have a view of, he's my favorite character. It probably helps a little bit too. We just finished Black Clover. It's the same voice. Yami is a phenomenal character in that show. And so it just makes me like this guy even more. And I'll probably like Eraserhead that much more next time I watch My Hero Academia. Yes. So Chest, your comments there. I feel like they kind of break it down for us, though. Like
how they're going to win.
Yeah, like Isagi, every time something happens, he's calculating, okay, why did that happen? What were we missing? What did we miss? I mean, you think of his goal, or first the king's goal. He's like, why did that work? That worked because that's not how Rin plays soccer. Right. And then how does Isagi score that incredible goal later? Because he calculated, he knew exactly how Rin would calculate what he's doing. And so he did something completely different, unconventional, I think is the word they kept using. Mm-hmm. So I think I agree. When the match started, it's like, this isn't even a contest. They're going to crush them, but they certainly are evolving, which that's kind of the nature or what the show is trying to promote so much. So they seem to be evolving a little faster.
So, and I would wager the argument being made plot-wise would be Ego kind of made it. There's a scene where Ego, I think it's these episodes, he's basically describing that this is a pressure cooker. Like, Blue Lock is a pressure cooker of a system. So the tighter you wind the screws, the more pressure you put on a situation, you can force. Oh, it's when he's talking about Nagi's goal. He's like,
yeah.
She's like, that was miraculous. And he's like, if you want to call it that, sure. But that shows how, like, normal you are. Like, you can't see the like the scientific reasons why we got here, so to speak. And so he goes on to say, like, because I've put these players in this situation where I'm forcing them to perform at a peak level and then making them push past that and then putting them in even more stress by doing these competitions, because they're amongst people that are all doing the same thing. Like, that's why they're breaking through these barriers. And the people that can't, they get cut out. He's created this pressure cooker system to bring the talent to the top. So I guess my question, Ben, is more around Isagi, our main character. Do I feel like that this pressure cooker system would allow him to get up to where Rin is? Does that make sense? Because Rin has been at a certain level all of his life, so to speak, and he's continuing to perform at that level. And so I have to believe in the system that Isagi could be pressured enough to bring out like latent potential that makes him rise up to be a rival for Rin using his comrades. Because ultimately that's who we're battling, is like Isagi's mind and Rin's mind. And then they're both using each of the puzzle pieces they have to do it, which is literally like the image that we're given. He has these puzzle pieces that always flow in and out of his head, and he's rebuilding the puzzle. So I guess that's what I'm battling, is like, I do get it. And I think the king is the linchpin in that, which is what we're left with. Like at the end of the episodes, it's like, whoever can control the king wins the game. And I think we're left with that. I don't think it's halfway through. Anyway. I guess I'm just questioning, like, is it believable?
What's your question?
Is it believable that Isagi has enough potential within him to rival Rin, even within this pressure cooker system? Like, is that actually a believable plot line? Or is it just hero always wins?
Go for it, Cole. I feel
like it's not believable, but it's been happening this whole time. So of course it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so sick of this main character. Just all of that thought process was just thrown out the window because it's the main character of this specific anime.
I'm glad you clarity to things.
You know, I'm glad you really think about it all the way through. But he's just. I can devour a character's skill and I have it perfectly down by the end of the game that I've seen it in. Like, come on. That happens not all even. The
what? Sometimes faster.
That's what I'm saying. Like by the end. It's not even, it's within the game that you see it. He's got it down. I've devoured you. I'm the best. Yeah. I'm going to be the best. Like, ugh. Like, I'm so tired of his character.
Yeah.
So whatever you're saying, Jess, is it believable? No, it's not. But it's going to happen. Mm. We all know it's going to happen.
Do we, Cole?
Look, I had these feelings.
Do we?
All right, let's get it out there. I accidentally saw the last two episodes because it took so long to record.
Seriously.
But I had these feelings. I had these feelings from halfway through the series so far.
No, I trust your gut. You have not liked this character.
You have a good consistently. Gut, Cole.
Yeah, actually, yeah, if I'm going to trust anybody's memory and gut on the show, it's not me or Ben's. Not his memory. I trust my memory. No, I don't trust either of my memory.
I remember loving that Kunigami kicks a ball at, he misses his target, but he hits Isagi in the gut. In like the first encounter that they have during that dodgeball soccer match.
Yes.
And I was like, I love that. I love that he just got smoked. And that was early on. So I've never liked Isagi.
Yeah, that's like episode one or two.
Literally.
Like
that's pretty early on. One. Yeah.
That makes this an interesting watch then.
So I do want to jump in a little bit because I have a slightly different opinion. One part I don't differ at all is I don't like Isagi at all. Mm. And I don't think physically he should at all be able to all of a sudden compete with everybody. But I am willing to buy in a little bit to his progression mentally in the game. Like, he's developing this skill. Now, does it happen in half of a game? No, it doesn't. But this is so now. That is being exaggerated. However, since this is his thing, and he's in this program to specifically develop that, and to give him props, I don't like the guy, but to give him props, he is working so hard to develop this. Every single part of every play, he's trying to dissect, he's trying to learn, he's trying to grow. I don't know if every player is doing that to that same extent. So again, is it exaggerated? Yes. Physically, there's no way he could develop this fast. I don't even like it being exaggerated. But the mentally part, like that part is just quick recognition that like Barrow doing what he did and why that had such an impact. And so, okay, later, I just need to be one step ahead of Rin. That like kind of chess game, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the chess game.
Maybe I think after you've said both of those brilliant things, I think I would fall somewhere in Ben's camp having asked that question, in the sense of, I think where I am struggling is that him competing like at that physical level, like you're saying, like you can't, like they have had tons of trainings. They've had tons of physical training that we kind of see off camera or hear about or see little snippets of, but it's just like when you take a new professional player that has not competed at a certain level and you take someone at their peak at the professional level, they might can compete with them to a certain extent, but they're still probably gonna be a gap unless they're a genius. So if that's what is being proposed, he's a genius, and so he can compete with Rin, who is also a top tier genius. Sure. I do like the props that you gave him, you know, taking the weapon that you have, and that's what he's been working with this whole show. So he's doing what he can. Especially developing mentally like that, if it is within you, is very believable, especially if you've never been pushed to develop that way. That would be way more believable, like you said, than just, for example, point to Ben's side. I liked that he did try to do something and Rin body blocked him. And he's like, I can't compete with him physically.
Right.
This is not going to work. This is not going to work. So I did appreciate that happened. And it makes sense that the only way he can then score a goal is to do something sneaky, like kicking it backwards with his foot. That's the only way that's going to work. Is I can't compete with you, so I have to get around you somehow. So it's just one of those things of like, I guess I just need to choose, am I going to enjoy what's happening with our main character in the show? Or am I going to just be like, meh, whatever? Because it's like Culp said, it's going to happen whether I want it to or not, or whether I think it's believable or not. You know?
Well, I don't know, Culp. Is it going to happen?
Well, here's the thing. Ben, your answer was a lot more mature than mine. And if I look at it, there are times where Isagi does realize his limits. Like his shooting range is a lot shorter than other characters. And he knows that. He knows speed is different for each character. So I guess there's some props for that also. But the way I'm feeling when I'm watching these episodes, I'm just like, dude, this guy is too much. He's too much. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
You know when I like Isagi? When he's not on the soccer field.
Oh. Oh, you're actually being serious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just like how he's more like of a genuine.
Just like genuine his dude. Character. Like his, he's a team player. And when he's with his team, like when he's with friends off the soccer field, I'm like, oh, I actually like this character. And then
at first
when he's
I thought
on
that
field,
was a diss. You know what I like him? When he's not on the screen. You know,
that's
like,
that's the best compliment is when you're confused and you don't know if it's supposed to be happy or not. Like when he's in the dining hall eating and he's having a genuine moment, it's like, oh, okay. But then you go back and like, you know what I actively did not like was his smirk and like, not when he does kick the ball backwards, that little reveal. I didn't enjoy that moment. I did And I'm not saying that just to be like negative or find a moment. I legit was like, kind of made me like pull back out of the moment, maybe. Unless he had just done it. Like, I would rather him just do the move than like have this cringeworthy like psych face on. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because it was like this whole, because you know he's going to score. We're admitting that the plot armor around this is that he's going to get better. And so it's like leading you up like, oh no, I'm not going to score. Fade to black. And then he like has this kind of sinister smirk. He's like, not. And then he spins around and kicks it backwards. And I was like, I could have done without that. But that's fine. That's how you want to do it.
Do you think it was the smirk? Because I, in general, haven't liked a lot of his facial expressions. So maybe. Did that like rub you the wrong way?
It's just his face.
Yeah.
Off camera, he's great.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
He's got a great radio personality if he doesn't talk. So you can't hear him or see him.
It's a real silent film, but without the film kind of guy. Yeah. Just silent and non-viewed. I do think that... So I started out loving this show, if y'all recall. I would say...
Uh-oh.
That I still really like this show because it does give you a huge cast of characters. Now, it's very different, and you just get to cheer for your individual cast members, right? That's what Ben was saying. It's like, hey, we're here. Why not just cheer for the people I like? But we are pretty big fans of team shows. Like, we've just had, like, that's just come out a lot as we've reviewed this show, that we keep referring back, not even just to like Haikyuu, but like to other shows that have these teams that form. You know what I mean? And I think that's one of the things that's being a hindrance for us as a whole of liking this show as much as we could, or as other people do. What do y'all think about that?
For sure. For sure. I love ensemble shows. And this is an ensemble show. It's got a lot of characters. But I love ensemble shows where the characters that I love all have a common goal that they're working together to get to. Different personalities, maybe even different ways of doing it, but they're all going the same direction. This one, they're all going individual lanes in the same direction. So they're not working together. And I don't like that.
I also had moments of loving the show at the beginning as well. And I even had a couple moments. I think one of Kunigami's goals at the beginning was like a Haikyuu payoff moment for me when Isagi passed it to him and Kunigami just blasted it in the back of the net. I'm like, okay, all right. This is teamwork. My guy getting a goal. And just like, the show was really building momentum, and I am still enjoying the show, but I think I'm quickly getting to the ceiling on like how much I can enjoy the show. Like, I feel like where I'm at right now is probably where it's going to be most the rest of the show, which is I like the show. I would not use the word love anymore. And I think Cole describes it well. It's just, even though they're on a team and even though at moments they're working together, they're just all about themselves. Like one of the coolest moments of the show, I think actually was when Pink Haired was walking away because they had just picked him, and mm-hmm. him and Kunigami have a moment. Like, those two were like bros, like, and not just individually wanting to do something. They both wanted to take down Isagi and kind of work together. And I just really liked that moment. And we haven't had a lot of those, because everyone's just, again, just looking out for themselves. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
This is completely different direction, but did y'all watch the additional time after the first episode?
Yeah.
With, I don't remember his name. We'll call Nico. Him Zangetsu.
Bangs.
Well, Nico is there, but I was thinking of the glasses.
Oh yeah,
oh, the nerd guy, the dumb guy. Yeah,
I call him Zangetsu because I don't remember. His name starts with a Z, and that's the only Z name I remember in anime. But yeah, that one made me laugh quite a bit, and it was reminiscent of like the team aspect because he's like, I'm just waiting for my two boys, and he's like, well, what if they already moved on? And he's like, yeah.
I really like that.
I don't know why our boy Princess walking away made me think of that scene, but it teammates and whatever, yeah. You know, triggers and all that fun stuff. But so interesting little thing for you guys. You don't have to do this, but if you do this, please do tell me. Because I would love to hear your thoughts. There is another soccer show that came out pretty... Nope, it was earlier, but it was still within the same year as Blue Lock.
Aowashi, is that what you're talking about?
Aowashi came out the same year. It got overshadowed majorly by Blue Lock because Blue Lock had a ton of hype built around it and was centered and advertised to come out at the same time as the World Cup. So Blue Lock was the big splashy anime for soccer that was coming out. Aowashi quietly came out, and I watched Aowashi first because we were going to do Blue Lock on the show. Y'all didn't know that yet, but I already picked it. I don't want to give away things, but it has a very similar mechanic to the show that Blue Lock does. And I am curious if y'all would enjoy it more, to be honest. This is going to be a lot big of a hint, but for some similar reasons to why you dislike Blue Lock. Yeah. That's all.
It's funny that you say that. I was thinking today, as I was finishing the episodes, because, you know, I watched the rest of the series. I was like, I think I need to watch this other show.
Please do. Please do right now.
Yeah. And I'll get into that, the reason why, next time, if that, you know, sparks your interest, listeners. As to why I think I should need to watch this other soccer show.
You definitely should. You should go watch it all this week before we record the last two episodes next week.
You know
week.
What?
You've already watched the other two episodes.
I bet I could, now that I think about it. How many episodes are there?
Actually, I think it's a 24. You could watch some.
Never mind. That's a lot.
You could definitely watch like a third of it at least and get a good feel for why you might feel differently.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But it was legitimately enjoyable for me. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's not as flashy, I will say that, but the bones of a really good story are there. I think it's a slower burn of a story.
Those aren't bad.
To pique your interest, much more reminiscent for me of Haikyuu.
Oh.
Another show that was slower and that y'all said I needed to push through the beginning of.
Mm.
Interesting enough. And we all know that went terribly, so, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about what all the episodes are about, too?
So most of them are about soccer, but there is some romance.
All right, just quick. At this moment in time, which show do you like better?
Ooh.
Between those two shows?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say I am more interested to see where Aowashi goes. Because I think I already know where Blue Lock's gonna go.
Okay.
And I think as a show I'm curious. I'm more curious to see where Aowashi goes.
Okay.
I'm equally interested to watch both. I don't know if I could label which one I like more. That's tough. I'm gonna stop talking. I've been talking a lot. Verbal processing a lot.
Okay. Actually. All right, that's cool. So, Ben, to answer your question, Chigiri won the episode for me.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yes, because I love his consistency, and I love his effort. The moment where Ren does a penalty kick right over Isagi's head, they do like the slow motion stuff of it. And you know who's trying to hit that ball?
Chiggery.
Interesting. He's actually jumping up. He reacted. He was just he was just in the wrong spot. So I'm like, oh, that's great. I love the effort characters.
That's such a good observation.
Yeah.
He's my number two.
And then if I was to give a second place, I would say Ren, because he was just Isagi's bane. I think it's everything that has to go against Isagi I'm going to like.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Ren had his first good moment for me, whichever
I was going to say. My favorite two episodes with him in it, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's good. Chiggery, that's right.
Ben, were you talking about the, like, I can't believe you've made me use this move a while back?
Yeah, I think last time we recorded.
Yeah. Different show, but it was the last time we recorded.
Yes.
But this was one of those moments for me when he is like, I'm getting serious. And I'm like, oh, this is good. This is one of those anime moments. Yes. Like, I'm really strong, and I can't believe you forced me to use my skill sets that I didn't think I would ever have to use on a normal person, but I'm having to use now with you. That's what
I didn't think I was going to have to use this move.
I can't believe you forced me to do this. It's good. It's good stuff. Classic anime. You can't watch it. And that's really also like, that's part of the problem is like, we're getting really nitpicky in a lot of ways because this is our whatever number show. And we've watched quite a few of them on our own, and it's worth getting nitpicky. But at the end of the day, like, I'm watching these episodes, and even the problems I have with the plot and like the main character advancing is like, I just know that's how it goes most of the time. It's nice when it goes differently sometimes, but we're watching an anime. Like, it's pretty much a guarantee that the main character is going to grow at exponential rates. That's like math in anime. Plot plus main character equals growth fast. Fast growth. Growth fast.
Fast growth.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's a good reminder. In the past or in the future, we covered a Wolverine anime show. And, you know,
it's good that you remember so well.
You take for granted, like, the baseline of a good anime. Like, this, in my opinion, this is a good anime. We are nitpicking it because it has the potential to be great. When we review a show like Wolverine, it is just a bad anime and you're searching for reasons why to like it.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, like,
I can't wait to either listen to or I remember what I did listen to already from those episodes.
Prepare to be disappointed or remember your disappointment on listening to those episodes. Ben, you're right, because this show, it does pique your interest, and sometimes you want to watch the next episode immediately because of how well they structure it.
Right. So it is, we did it on air, guys. We did it on air.
So we really is a good anime, and it is interesting, and it just isn't my flavor. I'm bashing it because it's something I don't like. Not that it's bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. So that's my my personal gripes are all super subjective. So you're right. So, this is a good anime. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Is this like if you're asking if your friend has instant ramen and you're like, could I have one? You're going to be happy that he gave you an instant ramen. But if he gave you the beef flavor and you really love the chicken flavor, it's like, this isn't what I really wanted, but I want instant ramen. So still good, I guess.
I would say restaurant quality ramen. Change it to that. Where he's like, hey, I'll pay for your ramen, but I'm going to order for you. Like, I know this quality of dish is good, but I don't like these flavors. Yeah.
That's fair.
Because instant ramen is not the best quality.
That's true. So that's it. All right. Evidently, that's the Wolverine of ramen. Is
beef flavored ramen? Yeah.
Oh, that's Wolverine. Ben's never had ramen.
Yeah, I don't get ramen.
And it's on our logo.
His favorite character eats it all the time.
Yeah, literally, like, there's restaurants named after his favorite character. Oh, no, Ben.
Uh-oh. What happened? Did Naruto die?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I forgot to tell you that. No,
oh my goodness.
I did have a story. I forgot because it wasn't related directly to the show, but it's worth telling. So I was at my friend's house. And I was hanging out in the kids' room, like playing with my kids. And I saw the toys and there was a Naruto keychain. I'm like, what? And I knew my friend has some like of anime and like of manga, particularly Naruto, actually. And I asked his son and I'm like, hey, buddy, what's his name? And he's not old. He's like, you know, Issa's age. He's just three. He's like four most. Four and a half or five at most. And I was like, what's his name? He's like, spiky hair dude. And I was like, oh, I just kind of died inside. And I went and found my friend and I said these words verbatim so that I could say them here on the show. I was like, I have to tell you, I'm extremely disappointed that your son called Naruto spiky haired dude.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was the end.
Yeah.
That. But I was sad. I was legit. I was more sad than anything. Should have said sad, but I said disappointed. Disappointed in my friend. Sad at his son. So if you're listening, friend that I won't name, rectify this.
Friend who I don't know a name either. How old was this child again?
Four? Okay. Five? That's the bad friend part of me is I can't remember how old his kid is.
My daughter is five. No, she's four right now. And she's been watching a lot of Dragon Ball Z with me and the boys, like a lot. And she only remembers the characters she loves, even if a character has been with her the whole time. Like she's seen this character episode by episode. She still doesn't remember those names. She's got to really love the character to remember.
Are you giving him an out?
I am.
Is that what's happening?
I'm saying four-year-olds don't have the best memory.
Cole, I don't have the best memory. I can't remember any character's names.
I know. You're also 31. We've established today.
We did.
So I'm giving your friend an out. I'll say, you know what? That's cool that your child doesn't know just yet. It might not even be the child's fault. It could just be your friend's fault giving him a cheat, giving her.
Well, that's who I was disappointed in.
Okay. Okay. That, my friend. You know what? Then I wasn't listening to your story. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I was sad that the child didn't know it, but I was disappointed in the lack of education my friend was providing.
Yeah, that's right, definitely on the parents.
I take it all back then.
Yes. I feel justified.
That's good. Definitely just a kidding. Parent problem.
Name.
Yeah. For sure.
Calling out parents on this show. That's good. That's good.
Bad parenting.
This is episode whatever of this show. I'm waving my hand in a dismissive fashion to show that I don't care how many amazing episodes we've released, but really it's because I don't know what number this episode is at the time of the recording. But if my nameless friend, he has a name, if he who will not be named listens to this, just don't be offended at your kid. It's all pointed at you with as much love as possible because it's a good friend, really good friend.
Yeah.
The best. Still disappointed.
Huh. Well, thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah,
it was about Naruto. And
that's good.
You're the person I want to share most Naruto things with.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. He's still dead, though.
I have a Naruto keychain. Maybe the same one.
Like from
his house? Is his hair spiky?
Could be. It is.
Is one of his eyes closed? Or like scarred over?
I have to go look at my keys. It's all with my car keys.
Why? What's that? Are they downstairs? Are they upstairs? Where are
you? No, they're just not like right where I'm sitting.
I've never been to your house, so I have no idea. I see a window, but good girl, all Sherlock here. Yeah, I'm gonna wager you're not in a basement.
I give you a hard time sometimes, but you're a funny guy. That was good.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I feel like we exaggerate our personalities on this show. Not me. Y'all do. I'm just this obnoxious. But yeah, I have my rare moments where I induce humor. It's good.
You do have some moments where you're funny.
I know. I've been told that. I have moments when I'm funny. The other day, I was walking around at my friend's house and I started using like a weird voice with one of my kids, and one of the moms walked by and she like looked at me weird, and I was like, can you tell I've been around kids all day? And she's like, you sound the exact same as you always do. And I was like, oh, nice. <That's> So <good. clears throat> that shows you how people perceive me in my community circles.
Yeah, that is really funny.
Chess, I liken you to Edgar Allan Poe, where no one appreciated his work in life, and he lived in poverty, and then he died, and then everybody loved him. I feel like that's you, man. No one's appreciating you in life, but once you're gone,
yeah,
they'll be like, he was good. He was a funny guy.
To quote Robin Hood, absence will make the heart grow fonder.
Mm.
Disney Robin Hood. Yes.
Yep. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Ah, so good.
All right.
I saw.
Oh my goodness. Is there a poltergeist behind Colby?
Like a scary movie.
A horror movie. Yeah. Yikes! I am legitimately watching Closer now. There was a figure of some kind. We should probably stay on air just in case.
Well, while we wait, what's your predictions?
Oh, yes, we do have to do this. Cole, you're banned from predictions.
I mean, I do remember my prediction that I had as I was watching.
If you remember it, you can give it. I don't care. What's the score? 4-4? Is that where we're at?
4-4. The last scene was Batra kicked it and Isagi saved it. And then the episode
right, and his eyes got all like, "Yes, oh, yeah. I'm glad you're doing this, Batra."
Weird faced Isagi again,
yeah, weird faced Isagi. So I'll go first. I do predict they win. I don't know how. I could throw out a prediction, but honestly, I'm gonna just cut it short and just say they win.
Who's they?
Our main characters team.
Okay,
they beat Rin. The biggest question of the day, and I'm gonna let Ben go so I can actually think and not just talk and think, is who are they gonna pick if they win? So that's what I'm gonna ruminate on. I'm gonna let Ben go.
Okay. Isagi's team will win, and Isagi is gonna be the one that, oh, he just scored though. Let's see. It wouldn't be the king, and I don't think it would be Nagi. So, okay, either Isagi or Chigiri is going to score. I'll take Chigiri. I don't think he's scored at all this game. So I'll take him. And then who they're going to pick. Let's see, Rin, Batra. Not Glam or Gorilla Man.
Gorilla Man, that's a great name. That's a good one. Well,
They say that. They say that in the show.
Remember how we talked about my memory?
It just doesn't make sense for Rin and them all to be on the same team. So I'm gonna go with Batra. That's who they take.
I think I'm gonna have to agree with you. I don't think they're going to take Rin. That's the obvious choice. And they're definitely not taking Gorilla or Glam. So it's got to be Batra.
Cole, do you remember what your prediction was?
Yeah. I'll give you my prediction. I had two. So if Isagi's team wins, I think he's going to take Rin.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Because I base my guess on the episode where they beat the king. They took the king, even though his teammate was on the king's team. You're like, maybe he'll try to get his old team back. Nope, we picked the better of the players. So I think he's going to pick Ren. Or I thought, I can't say think because I know what's going to happen. Right. But my actual thought was more, what will this show do that I would hate the most? That would be my guess.
That's a good barometer, actually, for this show for Cold.
Correct. Because I'm not enjoying how it's going. So my guess is, while I was going into it, was Isagi's team is going to lose and they're going to pick Isagi.
Ooh. That would be a very interesting plot twist. And that
would be my least favorite plot twist. I would hate it.
That has crossed my brain, to be very honest. However, in this last couple episodes, specifically these two, specifically the last one we watched, I did remember thinking, I don't think that theory holds water because of how Ren treats Isagi, and they have the same. So I think if they they would not choose him because Ren would be like, we don't need a loser who's a second version of me. I honestly think if let's just go that direction. Cole, if you want to abstain because you already watched this, fine. Ben, if Ren's team wins, who do you think they would choose? And my personal bet is was tough. Between Chigiri and Nagi. Nagi is an all-arounder, and Chigiri is very specific, but has proven himself quite well, as we've talked about. So I think he has some merit that could make him be chosen. And I would say, just for a dark horse, I'd say they'd pick Chigiri.
I would pick Isagi. I think now that Isagi has did Ren, I'm sure his respect for him has gone up quite a bit, and thinking of the idea of we could do some things together, all appropriate, of course.
You clarify that.
Yeah,
it's good.
Let us remember, or at least let us hope, Kunigami at some point is going to bring a team against Isagi. I have to believe Kunigami is going to have a shot at this. He was too big of a character, and that moment with Chigiri was too big and that actually would play well to Ren taking Isagi. Is then Kunigami, Chigiri, Nagi. We can get all kinds of boys up in against Isagi's team. How fun would that be?
It would be fun.
Super fun.
They would lose again, but hey, at some point we just need to get Kunigami back in. So
agreed.
He's a good character. He's a good character.
He is.
Well, he's a good guy. You know what? We're going to know next week. Colb already knows now. He could tell us. We could get off the air and he could tell us. He could tell us on here.
But, yeah, let me just spoil everything for you.
Yeah. Get off the air and he's like, this is what happens.
I really don't like this, by the way. Jess, I don't know how you do it every week, watching ahead.
You know, Colb, it's really tough.
That's really funny.
My memory helps me the most. You know, when you can't remember a dang thing, it's usually it's a terrible problem. I'm seeing doctors about it, all this fun stuff. But in this particular aspect of my life, it's very helpful. Yeah,
that's so funny.
Yeah. Anyway, we will watch the last two, and we will talk about them, and we may or may not release them ahead or behind Wolverine, just to keep Ben on his toes. So we will we'll just let you figure out when and where and how these episodes will be released. And if Wolverine's already come out, you're like laughing because you're like, Ben, you're just so silly. Not dumb, just silly. How could you forget?
How could you forget me?
But until that time, we invite you to come back next week for more Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when 3 guys love anime? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when those 3 guys love
guys having start having, having kids or dads and so
become fathers
and each have kids separately? Went on to each didn't play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get 3 dads talking about anime.
3 dads talking about anime.